It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and visit with Justine Flatham. It's Occupational Therapy Month, right, Justine?
Yes, it is. The whole month of April is Occupational Therapy Month.
Yep, and we're going to celebrate that the whole month of April, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Justine, why don't you just introduce yourself to us, to our listeners, where you grew up and your education and things, stuff like that.
Yep. So I grew up in Clarkfield, Minnesota, and came over to Dawson for school in seventh grade, finished out through my senior year, and then headed over to Morris for 2 years of undergrad, and then headed to UND in Grand Forks for the remaining of my undergrad and master's program.
Did you always want to be an occupational therapist?
No. I knew I wanted to do something in healthcare, but I wasn't sure what that was until my late freshman year of my undergrad career.
Okay.
I started to look around and shadowed an occupational therapist and a physical therapist and also a nurse and decided to go with occupational therapy.
Good. And I'm going to also let our listeners know that Justine is planning a wedding because she's going to get married this summer, right?
Yes. Ryan and I get married in August of this year.
Well, congratulations. That'll be here before you know it, right?
I hope so.
You got everything planned?
For the most part.
Okay.
A few things here and there yet to do.
And Ryan hasn't backed out, huh?
Not yet.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So.
Thank you.
All right. So how long have you been with Johnson Memorial Health Services, Justine?
I have been here, it'll be about a year and a half.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's Occupational Therapy Month, and what can you tell us about an occupational therapist? I think some people get confused, a physical therapist and an occupational therapist. Would you say, was that correct, Justine?
Yes, they're very similar, and we can be found in similar settings, but we do do different things. So physical therapy kind of focuses on one area of the body at a time. They'll kind of focus on the injury and getting back that range of motion or strength to that area. Occupational therapy can also do the same thing, but we take it a little bit further and we also look at the whole body. So if we're talking about like a hip replacement or something, physical therapy is going to focus on that hip and regaining that mobility in the hip and regaining strength of the hip. Occupational therapy does the same thing, but we do it in a different way. So instead of doing just the exercises or just the balance, we also focus on making sure they can dress themselves, making sure they can get to and from the bathroom, making sure that they can take a shower. So we do similar things, but we also do different things.
Okay.
That's the best way I can explain it.
Okay. Why don't you take us through a typical day of yours, Justine? What's your routine?
Yeah. So I am the only occupational therapist in Dawson here at JMHS and also at the school. So on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I spend a majority of my day at the school. So I see kids preschool through seniors. And each student is different. So I can work on handwriting things. I can work on attention. I can work on behavior regulation, making sure kids understand emotions and the appropriate responses versus the inappropriate responses to different situations. For like fine motor skills, I can work on making sure the kids are able to use their fingers and their hands appropriately and making sure they can like do their buttons and their zippers and making sure they can hold their pencil correctly, things like that. So that's what I do in the school. After the school, I head back over to the hospital, and I can be in a bunch of different settings there as well. So I'm in outpatient, where I kind of work with hand, wrist, or elbow injuries. I can do a cognition or memory evals to make sure a person is able to like sequence or kind of figure their way through the different tasks they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
I can do home safety evals through an outpatient setting, so that's when I go into someone's home, and I take a look at maybe the fall risks that are around, like the rugs on the floor or the steps and adding railings places or grab bars in the bathroom to make sure there's less risk of a fall. I can also look at different adaptive equipment, so like a reacher, being able to reach further like on the ground or above their head so they don't have to reach outside their base of support. I can also work with kids at like an outpatient or a clinic setting, again for like a hand, wrist, or elbow injury, or having difficulties following routines or difficulties with attention, making sure they're able to kind of get through the day as easily as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all outpatient. I can also do inpatient or swing bed, and that is in the hospital. So again, after like an injury or a surgery, working on regaining motion or strength. That's kind of what I talked about earlier with the definition of PT and OT, or after a fall or with like weakness. And during that kind of thing, we work on increasing their independence with everyday tasks. It's kind of sort of similar to what we kind of talked about earlier too, making sure they can get in the bathroom, making sure they can dress themselves, all that stuff, so then they are safe to return home.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the care center here, right up the hospital. So there, I kind of make sure residents are able to continue doing as much for themselves as they can, getting dressed by themselves or with limited assistance, getting to and from the bathroom without falling, making sure they're able to shower and do as much as they can. Because in the care center, we kind of look at it as use it or lose it. So we want to make sure patients or residents are doing as much as they can so they can continue to do that rather than falling and losing their independence.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you
that's kind of a lot of information.
Yeah, that was awesome, though. You sound like you're very busy.
And I can be very busy some weeks, yes.
Yep, and you cover all the bases, too, huh?
Yes, I do everything that's available here in Dawson. There's a lot of different things occupational therapy can do, and I am grateful for that because I never get bored.
Yep, it's always something different every day, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You mentioned earlier you were in home visits about things in your house that can cause you to fall or trip, and when you said that, a rug, I've never tripped on a rug in my home before until a couple weeks ago. I did that, and I go, what in the world? I've walked over this rug thousands of times, you know?
Yep. And then when you add in, like, a walker or cane, that's something else that can get caught on that, and
yep,
very easily can cause a fall.
Yep. Well, I'm not with a walker or cane yet, so. Yeah, so, that was very interesting, Justine. Thanks for sharing all that. Occupational Therapy Month, and we appreciate what you do at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Justine, and all the occupational therapists around.
Yes.
Did we cover all the bases? Did we cover everything?
I think that is all. If there is any more information that is wanted, or if there's any questions or wanting to set up an appointment, you can call me at 320-769-4323, and that is right at the hospital here in Dawson.
All right. Thank you, Justine, for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yep, and best of luck with your wedding in August.
Thank you.
I hope it's a beautiful day.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Justine Flatham, an occupational therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.